理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 3 Christine and the Angel of Music. In the weeks after Christine's amazing night as Margarita in Faust, she hardly sang at all. Richard and Moncharmin, who did not know about her wonderful voice, gave her only the smallest parts in the operas. Still, she was so busy that it was very difficult for Raoul to find her.Raoul wanted and needed to see Christine. He wrote her kind and anxious letters, asking if she was well and happy, and if he could see her. But Christine never answered these letters. When Raoul went to her dressing room, she was never there. Raoul did not give up. Finally, one day, he received a letter from Christine.In the letter, Christine said that she was traveling to the town of Perros, where she had grown up. Her father was buried there, and she wanted to put flowers on his grave. She asked if Raoul would come with her. Raoul was happy and relieved, but also nervous. Finally, he had heard from Christine, and soon he could see her and tell her about his love for her. What would she say?And what about the mysterious man she had spoken with that night? Raoul had known Christine Dai for many years. They had both spent their youth in Perros. When he was a boy, Raoul had studied the violin with Christine's kind father. Sometimes, after the lessons, Father Dai would tell stories to the children.He told wonderful, exciting tales of fairies, ghosts, and angels, and all the things they did. Raoul and Christine both loved to listen to these stories. Christine's favorite stories were always the ones about the Angel of Music. Christine's family loved music, and each person could sing or play an instrument. Father Dai often told them, "My child,Only the best musicians will hear the Angel of Music speak to them. They cannot see the angel, but his voice will fill their ears with beautiful music when they are sad or in trouble. He will guide them to teach them always."
"Have you ever heard the Angel of Music, Father?"
Christine asked. "No," Father Dai said softly. "But you will hear him, Christine.When I die and go to heaven, I will send him to comfort you." As Christine grew into a young woman, her voice became very beautiful. The people in the town said that she would certainly become a famous singer someday. Father Dai was extremely proud of his young and innocent daughter. He wanted Christine to sing with all her might, so that people would know how good she was.Every day for many years, Christine practiced her singing. She believed one day that the Angel of Music would visit her. Christine and her father continued to live in Perros during these years. However, Raoul moved to Paris to live with his large and wealthy family. Raoul became very handsome and had gotten a good education. Christine had grown into a beautiful young woman.One day, Raoul returned to Perros to visit his old violin teacher. When Raoul entered Father Dai's home, the first thing he saw was Christine bringing her father a cup of tea. He looked at her and his heart pounded. He suddenly felt nervous, as he did not remember Christine being so beautiful.She looked up at her guest and cried out in a sweet voice,
"Why, Father, it's Raoul. He's returned to see us."
That evening, Raoul and Christine sat in the garden looking at the shining moon. They shared their memories of growing up together and talked about Christine's music studies. They tried not to think about the powerful feelings they had for each other.As the night turned into early morning, Raoul took Christine's hand and kissed it. "Christine, I will think of you always," he said. As he left, Raoul told himself that he was rich and educated and the son of a royal count. He could never marry a poor singer like Christine. His family would be too angry. After Raoul left, Christine continued to study music and care for her father. She promised herself never to think about Raoul. Sadly, Father Di could not live forever. Christine loved her father, and she felt that he was her only friend in the world besides Raoul. When he died, her love for music and singing died with him. Fortunately, Christine's voice was good enough for her to enter a music school nearby. Christine did not do very well at this school, but she did not do poorly either. Finally, she completed her studies there and began to sing at the Paris Opera House. She only sang in the chorus, or in very small roles. All these memories, both sad and happy, passed through Raoul's mind on the train to Paris. Finally, the train arrived at the town. Raoul found Christine in the town's graveyard, looking at the place where Father Di was buried. Raoul stood still and watched her. In the moonlight, her face was pale, sad, and frightened. It hurt Raoul to see her looking that way. He walked over to where she stood, and when he reached the grave, he said a prayer for Father Di's soul. When he finished, he turned to Christine and said, "Dear Christine, I must ask you something. Do you remember the night I came to your dressing room after your performance in Faust? You asked me to leave you, but I must tell you, I did not go. I stayed by the door and listened in secret. I heard you speaking with a man, and I heard him ask for your love. Raoul wanted to say more, and ask if she loved this man also, but he was afraid to hear what she would say." Christine's eyes were very wide. Her mouth trembled. For a moment, Raoul thought she was going to throw herself into his arms, but then she seemed to control her emotions. She said,
"Raoul, I have something deeply important to tell you. Do you remember my father telling us stories about the angel of music?"
"Of course," Raoul said. "The angel of music only comes to the best musicians. Oh, Christine, we were so happy then."
"Raoul,"
Christine interrupted him,
"I have been visited by the angel. I hear him speaking to me in my dressing room."
Raoul stared at her. He did not know what to say. He remembered perfectly the sound of the man speaking to Christine. The voice certainly sounded like an ordinary voice. Was she trying to tell him that the voice was the angel of music speaking? What was happening?
"The angel of music is only a children's story. A father dies. He does not exist," thought Raoul. Suddenly, the whole situation seemed funny to him, and he began to laugh. Christine's eyes flashed angrily.
"Raoul, did you think I had locked myself in my dressing room with another man? I am an honest girl, I tell you."
Raoul did not want Christine to be angry with him, but he also thought she should not believe in children's stories. "Christine, there is no angel of music, you know that," he said kindly. "I think someone is trying to trick you." Christine's eyes grew cold, and her face became like stone. Without another word, she turned and walked away.
"Christine, I love you," Raoul yelled. He was desperate to keep her attention, and he could not keep his feelings inside him any longer. She did not turn around. He did not see her again for some time.